those Terry Rozier and Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Those guys aren't making as much money. So now you're able to be a little bit more free. But I'll tell you what, DeMarcus Cousins is a fantastic player. But there's a lot of things with the market kind of working against them as well. Who has the cap space? And if you're a bad team, do you invest in a guy who has been notoriously hard on coaches? Do you invest in a guy coming off an Achilles tear? Do you invest in a guy, for that type of money in a situation where you're already trying to rebuild and create a culture? That's a big time decision on DeMarcus Cousins. So let me ask you this, and I appreciate the feedback on that. But let me ask you, Paul George, what should Paul George do? I mean, everyone talks about when you get to Oklahoma City, you get kind of indoctrinated by the process a bit. The crowd is, fanatics. They really love their Thunder basketball. But now you're Paul George. You had a up and down year. You never really clicked with Russell Westbrook. You had moments of greatness, and then you fell crashing back to earth rather quickly. Matt, you're a free agent. You're Paul George. Do you entertain the Oklahoma City Thunder, or do you already have your fur coat and your sunglasses on, and you're walking out that door?
If I were Paul George, or if I should think like how I believe Paul George thinks,
No,
because
if you were Paul George, what, Matt, if you were Paul George, you're in. Let me level set a little bit. All right. Let's because we're talking basketball here. But for the hoop freaks out there, I'm gonna take Matt down the life of an NBA player. Matt, you are in the prime of your career. You are an all-star. You are at the height of your looks. You are in line to make over $100 million. You can go anywhere you want to go. Do you stay in Oklahoma City, or do you look at some of those greener pastures, like maybe the Philadelphia 76ers with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, who just look like they needed just one more guy to get them past the Boston Celtics? Or do you go to the Lakers, who won 35 games this year and just look like they need one more guy or two more guys to bring back that Showtime type of level out there? You see the pieces in Alonzo Ball. No matter what you think about his game, the kid averaged 10, 7, and 7 as a rookie. He can only get better. Brandon Ingram showed flashes. They have cap space. Magic Johnson's in the building. Matt, do you, if you're Paul George, do you go back to the Oklahoma City Thunder, not just from a strictly basketball standpoint, but from being in your pride?
Oh man, like the problem if you're Paul George is that you've already got Golden State and Houston right at the top, and they're probably going to be that way for the next couple of years. Particularly if LeBron goes to Houston, but that we can talk about that later. Like, if I'm George, I am kind of looking at what my best options are at. I mean, funny enough, as a basketball fan, ironically, I think George's best option would be to go to Indiana, but he burned that bridge. They're not
Wow.
going to go after him. Like, he would be phenomenal next to Oladipo, and that would hypothetically take Indiana to the next step, but that's not going to happen.
Right.
So, like, I do think if I honestly think George's best option may be Philadelphia, because they, unfor I do wonder if George really is a closer, because he didn't really show that he was in these playoffs. And that's the one thing that Philly really struggled with in the Boston series, was that they didn't have that guy that could close them out. They had a few of those games that they lost in the palm of their hands, and it slipped. Like that series was much tighter than the result made it look like.
No doubt about
So
it. No doubt about it.
if you're George, I mean, I do think he'd add a lot to Philadelphia. I mean, I'm trying to balance like what he should do with what I think he will do, and I honestly think he probably will go back.